State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. There's the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit. There's the Idlewild Historic Cultural Center, or the Jim Crow Museum at Ferris State University in Big Rapids, or the Black Arts and Cultural Center in Kalamazoo. Many places in Michigan to learn about and to celebrate Black history throughout the year. And yet, in Michigan's second largest city, there is no museum or institution focused on Black history. Not yet. George Byard has a busy time in February. He's a collector and a keeper of Black history, and this is the one month he's in high demand in Grand Rapids. I met him this weekend in a large, noisy hallway during an ethnic festival at the Grand Rapids Public Museum. He stood in front of a table full of his own collected pieces of Black history. Some pieces he collected during the 25 years he ran his own art gallery in Grand Rapids. Some were just left for him.
Yeah, I'd come in some days and it'd be something just sitting on a step. The book down at the end that's called In the Dark Continent was a book that was just sitting on my step. Somebody left because they didn't know what to do with it and they knew that we were collectors.
The city of Grand Rapids has a rich history, told over and over in its many institutions. The history of the furniture industry, the history of its native son, Gerald R. Ford, or Roger B. Chaffee, or the DeVosses, Van Andels, or the Myers. But touring the cultural institutions of this city, you'll find much less information about the African Americans who helped build it. And Byard is now dedicated to building a history museum to tell those stories.
The first reason is because we need one. And second reason is because we have a wealth of talent and history to be told here in Grand Rapids.
Byard is now executive director of a group that's trying to build the new Grand Rapids African American Museum and Archives. They use the acronym GRAMA, a nod to the role played by grandmothers in passing down a history that hasn't always been included in the official documents.
Our museum is going to be focused on local history. There are a lot of famous people who came from Grand Rapids, African Americans, who've made impact in the community locally as well as nationally. And that's the story that we're going to concentrate on.
Famous people like Al Green, who grew up in Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids also had a Black mayor, Lyman Parks, 2 years before Detroit elected Coleman Young to be its first Black mayor.
Not only are these famous people, Lyman Parks and Marvin Sapp, Roger Wilkins, these famous people that came from Grand Rapids, but there are even more everyday people who made impacts in this community, and that's probably the most important story.
Those everyday stories are being collected now in oral histories that will live on in the archives of the new museum. And Byard says after years of people hoping this would happen, he believes the museum can open late this year or early 2017. There's enough money already in place for a start, but Byard says, of course, they'll be accepting more donations. And soon, maybe Byard won't just be busy in February. He'll be among many at the new museum telling the stories of Black Grand Rapidians year-round. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.